Let's talk gadgets for just a minute. It's happened to you before. Your iPhone screen shatters. Your brand new blender gets jammed. Or maybe even your new tractor breaks down. Now, if any of these things happen to you, and I know one of them has, if you're feeling industrious, or maybe you just can't afford a replacement, you might try to fix it yourself, only to find out that the manufacturer has made these things almost impossible to DIY. Well, lawmakers in California and in other states want to fix that. Jason Kebler is editor-in-chief of Motherboard. He's here to explain the proposed right to repair bill.
So a right to repair law would make it easier for you to fix your electronics. Right now, it's very hard to get an iPhone screen, for example, or an iPhone battery, or even like a John Deere tractor part. You have to go through the manufacturers or their dealers. So these laws would require companies to sell repair parts, sell replacement tools, as well as put online guides to repairing your devices.
So talk a little bit, Jason, about the situation that's begging to be fixed by this proposed law, according to its sponsors. Let's say my iPhone battery goes bad. Actually, my iPhone battery did go bad. I've been going through this like millions of other Americans. What am I likely to confront if I say, no, I want to find that screwdriver. I want to fix this.
Right. So it's actually not that hard to replace the battery in an iPhone if you have the right tools. You know, you need like a suction cup to pull the screen off. You need the screwdriver. You need to pull the battery out. There's some like gross glue under there. And then you pop a new one in, you put the screen back on, and you're fine. If you have tried to get your iPhone battery replaced in the last few months, as so many people have, you may have been forced to wait, you know, a couple weeks to go to an Apple store. There are many people who live hundreds of miles from an Apple store. Like if you live in a rural area, you know, some states only have one or two Apple stores in the entire state. So it is tough to get your phone fixed under those circumstances. What these laws hope to do is enable independent companies to fix your things. So you'd be able to go to the corner store down the street. They could fix your phone in 5 or 10 minutes and you'd be on your way.
So Apple, and they're not alone, lots of other companies, Samsung, Microsoft, other companies too, have been fighting pretty hard against this right to repair law. What are they saying? Why should they be able to have exclusive domain over repairing these devices that we pay so much for?
Right. So they say that it is a safety and security issue. They actually don't say much. They generally work through trade organizations to make their public statements. But behind closed doors, what we've seen is Apple will tell lawmakers that, you know, this will invite hackers to their states. And so, you know, they have made a very good business repairing iPhones. And if you look at it from their perspective, it is kind of a pain. If a law like this passed, they would be forced to, you know, sell these replacement parts. They would probably be forced to deal with people who, you know, can't fix their things. But the fact remains that there are a lot of professionals and DIY type people out there who are capable of fixing their own things.
All right. Well, Jason, look, I get the explanation from the tech companies. I don't want to be down on them too much. But this really does, when you hear it, this does sound like some pretty rich companies that just want to keep utter control over these devices and maybe influence us to just buy a new one when something goes wrong instead of trying to make a fix.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at our electronics, they are disposable at this point. I mean, how long does anyone keep a phone? You know, there's a lot of talk about planned obsolescence. I don't go that conspiratorial. But the fact remains that, you know, if you're not buying a new phone from Apple, like you're not giving them any money. So they have fought very hard against this legislation in many states. And the people who are pushing this legislation say that if it does pass in any state, it would effectively become sort of a national law. So the stakes are high here. The reason for that is because if Apple is required to sell replacement parts in California, someone could simply sell the replacement parts from California to New York or California to Wyoming. You know, if they have to put this information online, it would immediately get out. And so any one state passing this law would benefit everyone.
Jason Kebler, editor-in-chief of Motherboard. Jason, thanks.
Thank you so much.